Barna Finney Plasters, what we're known as, but trading as Irish Plastics, we're opening 11,500 square feet factory in Funtown in the middle of November. And there'll be 23 jobs over a 2-year period, but initially we have 12 jobs starting in November. So we'll be advertising in the local press for machine operators, packagers, office staff, telesales staff with bilingual Mandarin. And the office staff will be Oscaliga as well as English. And delivery drivers. So that's where we're at the moment with it.
This is cracking news. A big decision, is it, to put in this level of investment at this time?
It's a big decision, and there's a lot of thought went into it. We started this time last year looking into the product that we're making, and we're already supplying Chinese restaurants and Asian restaurants with other products, and we've seen that there was a market for this container, because initially we were bringing them in from China, but we encountered so many problems with them, and A was the quality, that a lot of them weren't leak-proof. But our biggest problem was when they came to port in Dublin, they'd be open to inspection and the health board would have to inspect them, and sometimes a container load could fail and that could be a 30,000 investment loss because they're not up to the food quality, the food standard quality, so they'd be rejected and then we'd be losing 30 grand, the company would be losing 30 grand on it. So we decided we'd look into it and we researched it. And we realised that there was nobody in Ireland producing this product, but a lot of the injection mould companies in Ireland were high-end medical devices they were making. And our two competitors would be UK-based, and we even tried to initially buy them wholesale of them, but they couldn't supply us because they couldn't meet the demand. And currently those two companies would be operating with 54 machines and 48 machines, and they can't even supply the UK market. So we've seen there was a great opening there, and we researched and we approached Idris and Gaeltachts for grant funding, which fortunately they give us a great help on anything we went to them with. You know, they were more than willing to help us out. You know, so.
So where will these products? Well, just remind us who will be buying them off you, and where are you hoping to ship them?
Well, initially we're concentrating on the Irish market because that's the big hole at the moment. We are looking at export into Europe and to the UK. UK, we have a very strong market for us because of the currency at the moment. But I mean, you can't base a business on currency fluctuation, but the demand is there for it, you know.
Well, it's a great start.
But we already have 1,200 base customers in Ireland at the moment that we already deal with. So our market, we're not going cold door knocking. We already have the market there, you know. We have our customer base. So initially we're going into Ireland, and it'll be to Chinese restaurants, ordinary restaurants, deli counters, anyone that wants to package a food or a sauce into this container.
And they're freezeable, they're microwavable,
leak-proof, microwavable, and you find a lot of housewives when they're finished their Chinese dish.
Excuse me, I'm a husband. I'm a single parent here. I have to microwave stuff as well, you know.
No, but I'm saying the container. I know in our house, we'd wash the container out and the sink and tea bags goes into it. Lots of rubbish goes into it. You know, kids use them for lunch boxes.
Yeah.
They can be used for a small lunch box. You know, they have a wide variety of use. But we're not restricting ourselves to that one product.
But it is actually nice, though, as you say, you know, because they're quite big and bulky and they often end up in the bin. It's good that they're of a quality that they can have a second life use.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing, Alden, because to get a second life use, we had to go to a certain weight. And it's a 36-gram weight. Each container with the lid now weighs 36 grams. So that's, you have to go to that strength to make it leak-proof. Because when you're putting hot foods in at maybe 80 degrees, plastic will soften. So these stay quite rigid, and they become vacuum. When you apply the lid, they become vacuum-proof. So the liquid can't spill out, you know.
What type of, I mean, there's going to be hopefully a great demand for these jobs. What kind of people do you think would be ideal for them?
Well, the great thing about these jobs, that you know, we're not requiring a lot of high-end skilled people. We will be looking for plastic molding technicians. We have already secured one yesterday. We'll be looking for machine operators who maybe have had a bit of experience working on fan-up machines. But the rest is packaging, distribution, office staff, and telesales.
So kicking off with a dozen jobs, 23 over 2 years.
Yep.
Who's to say where this could go?
Well, that's well, our 5-year plan for the factory is to have up to 20 machines and gross employment of about 50 over the 5 years. That's all down to funding and getting more investment. We've initially invested $1.2 million into the project. Mm. Now, over the next 3 years, we'll be probably investing another $3 million, but it's just securing the funding. You know, I mean, I've spent the last 9 months knocking on different doors to get money because I know people are saying banks are lending, but if you go to a bank as a small business or a new startup, you know, you're just hitting a brick wall the moment you go in the door, you know. New startup, they just don't seem to want to know. We did get banks support from a bank, you know, but we had a lot to do to get it. But we just feel if we, you know, if we could raise another $2 million tomorrow morning, then we could have another 20 jobs on there just as quick. You know?
Well, you didn't give in when you were knocking those doors, and you've got it this far, which is great news. Based in Fintan, location choice, what was the basis of that?
Well, the basis of that was because we were getting grant funding, and also it's handy for us because we're both based in Balbuffet. So, I mean, it's convenient to us. Now, distribution-wise, Donegal is not the most convenient spot for Ireland, but we already have a network there that we you know, for our distribution, so it's not going to be an extra hundreds to us, you know. So it's not, but it's a good location, it's a great factory, and there is a large unemployment in that area, so it'll be good for the area. I think for Funtown, Bentley's Dunlow, Balbuffet, Cahan, you know, people in those areas looking for work, there'll be work there. You know?
Now, as it relates to plastic, some people will have concerns about pollution risks.
Yeah.
Where are you going to make the plastic from? Where does waste go? Can you talk to that at all?
Well, we have absolutely no waste of any description. Absolutely no waste either in water and plastic. The plastic comes, the polypropylene comes in a granulated form and 25 kilo bags. That all goes into the machine. If there's any product that comes out faulty, then we have a grinder on the machine that grinds the product up, puts it back into the melting process and goes back through again.
That's
so there's no waste there. There's a cooling system in the machine, so we have to buy water chillers. Once that water chiller is filled in this way with water, that is topped up maybe once a month because the water just keeps recycling. Yeah. It goes into the machine, cools the product because it's a very fast cycle product. The container, like, our machine makes two bases and two lids every 4.2 seconds. So we have to put a rush of water to cool the product so it can come off the mould. The water goes back into the cooler system, so it's just on a recycling system. So, I know, and we had to meet that criteria for just, you know, that we had no way because it's such an environmental area. Fintown, you know, with the lake and all the things. So we have absolutely no waste or no discharge of any description. And there's no noise. It's a very low decibel machine, you know, from the closed area, you know.
So okay, all good. Stay there a second. Yeah. Councillor Martin Harley, you've caught the tail end of this. 12 new jobs coming this year, 23 over the course of the next 2 years, and even with further investment and growth, who's to say where that could go? Great news, isn't it, Councillor Harley?
No, I'm delighted with this. Sam and Jim talked about this back over a year ago, and it's had to put him in the right path of who to deal with. And although Jim was well able to get to do it on his own bat as well, but it's great to see new jobs coming in. I mean, the jobs in Fintown, I know Fintown, the Udris place has been there for years, so it's great to see a new unit being taken over. There was another unit there years ago as well with investment from Udris. So there are things happening in the area, which is good to see.
Mm. Okay, Councillor Harley, thank you very much for that. Jim, who's involved in the company, just so everyone knows what the setup is?
Derek Wong as the company director. He's based in Ballybuffet. He's originally Hong Kong origin, but he's now in 30 years, and he's married to an Irish girl from Longford, Sharon, and they would have restaurants in the Ballybuffet, that kind of area. I'm program managing it for him, just helping him to get the funding and getting the thing set up and to secure more funding on it and be on the factory floor just to get staff trained up, because we're investing 100,000 on staff development, on the training of staff to have in-house training from the Plastic Moulding College in Athlone. Will come to Fintown and do 4-day in-house training, you know, to get people familiar with the machine, for troubleshooting on the machine, you know, if there's a problem creeping up. Although the machine are very high technology, if a problem creates as coming down the line, it will send alerts to the nominated phones.
Well, that's it, isn't it? You have to, it's in any business, radio, yeah, whatever you're doing, you prepare for when something goes wrong, not necessarily just prepare yeah, for when things are going right. People are asking already about when these jobs are coming on stream. How could people apply for them? What's the up-to-date situation on that,
well,
Jim?
Situation is that I will be talking with Seamus from Udris tomorrow. He's doing all the bilingual advertisements for us, so they'll be on Udris na Gaeltacht's website. They'll be in the local press and other general areas for advertising jobs. So they'll be appearing in the next fortnight because we want to hold interviews very soon, and the interviews will be held up in Funtown at the resource centre just beside the factory. So they'll be held there, you know.
And it's Ballinafin Pasture, trading as Irish Plastic.
Ballinafin Pasture, Toronto Tin as Irish Plastic, yeah.
Well, Jim, thanks for giving us some good news.
No, thank you, Greg. It's great to bring the news to the area, you know, yeah, so hopefully there'll be plenty of people applying there for it. And as I say, there's not, you know, there's no big high demand for skill-wise.
I know what you're saying. Everyone has a skill, but it's not like, it's not computer programming, it's not brain surgery, you know.
Yeah, that's right. All we're looking for is just people are going to be dedicated to the job, because it will be a 24-7 operation. It's going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so there'll be three continental shifts operating, you know, so there'll be night shifts, there'll be weekend shifts, and ordinary day shifts. So
thank you, Jim.
That's right. No problem, Craig. Thanks very much.
All right, and best luck to Derek as well.